COVID-19 has brought an end to the rocketing rental prices in Queenstown and Wanaka, but the waiting list for affordable housing continues to grow. While those on the front line of what was described as a crisis a year ago are now using more tempered language, there are plenty still doing it tough. Our Otago Southland reporter Timothy Brown has the story.
A year ago, the Queenstown Lakes Community Housing Trust had some good news. Its waiting list was finally shrinking after climbing to over 600 people and families in need of affordable housing. Before COVID-19, the waiting list was holding steady at 591 households. But the Trust's executive officer, Julie Scott, says over the past 9 months it's been climbing again, even as rents have come down.
Whilst that's great for a number of households on our waiting list having rents come down, there's still a huge number of households throughout the district who have experienced severe loss of income, either through a complete loss of income or reduced, and that might be one person in the household or two. So I think because of that, we've seen a number of new households come onto our waiting list.
Ms Scott says while rents have dropped, they're still sitting above $600 a week for a three-bedroom home. And despite predictions the pandemic could slow the housing market, the median sales price for the district last month was still over $1 million. Add in the fact the number of beneficiaries has tripled in the area in the past year, and Robin Francis from the Community Support Centre Happiness House says there are plenty of people struggling.
It's still evolving. The repercussions of COVID are still having an impact. Each week we're seeing new people and different people coming in for support. And some people are in really extreme situations.
She says many middle-income families made jobless by COVID are making do on savings while they wait for the tourism industry to pick up. Queenstown Lakes Mayor Jim Bolt says the housing situation is tough, but there are still people wanting to work and live in the area.
We still remain an attractive place to live. It's still a wonderfully beautiful place. And so those who can find a job here are still continuing to come here and remain here. If anything, I guess wages have dropped and the pressure is still on housing.
Jim Bolt says the council remains committed to supporting the work of the Community Housing Trust, but real support and change needs to come from central government.
I still see this as a central government issue. Our council have taken the view that if we don't do something about it, then no one will. But right across New Zealand, it remains one of the major issues facing our country. And it's getting worse because house prices are increasing. Somewhere along the way, we have to find a fix for this.
The Queenstown Lakes Community Housing Trust has secured 50 high-density apartments in Frankton, and construction is underway on 6 homes in Wanaka. Dozens more sections are planned in Lake Hayes and Arrowtown, which Julie Scott says will bring some relief to the Trust's waiting list. For Morning Report, Court Timothy Brown, TNA.